This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. A Plano City Council member generated headlines and controversy a couple of weeks ago when he posted a video on his Facebook page calling for a ban on Islam in schools. Tom Harrison later apologized. Despite calls to resign, Harrison says he's not stepping down. Many in Plano say the council member's actions were a blow to the city's Muslim community. On a recent weeknight, women, men, and children kneeled and prayed inside the Islamic Association of Collin County. The Plano Mosque opened in 2001. Since then, four other mosques have opened in Plano, a sign of the city's growing diversity. Today, about 300,000 people live in Plano, and about half are white, and nearly a quarter are foreign-born. That's why members of the mosque, like Bilal Moon, say Plano Council member Tom Harrison's Facebook post was disappointing.
You hear about these things happening all across the country, the world, but then when it happens in your city, a city that I've grown up in and I've come to know as a very diverse city, when something like this rears its ugly head, it's shocking.
Moon thinks most Plano residents don't have negative views of Muslims or their religion. He points to how Muslims across Plano and Collin County have reached out to different religious and ethnic groups. The goal? Help others better understand Islam.
It's not something that we should have to do, but it's a burden that most minority groups tend to deal with anyways. And we've risen to that occasion, whether it be these open houses that we hold at our mosque. Our medical and dental clinic are open to the greater community. We've been engaged with the food bank for so many years now.
Every year, the mosque also hosts an interfaith event during Islam's holy month of Ramadan. That's when Muslims fast from sunrise to sunset. Other North Texas mosques have also had open houses and panel discussions on different issues, like sexual harassment and immigration. Nafis Bathan is president of the Islamic Association of Collin County.
Our policy is an open-door policy. Anyone who is interested to learn about our culture, our religion, most welcome. We join hands with them. We go to their places too. We go to churches, we go to synagogues, you know, we take part into their activities. And so we are a very inclusive community, you know.
Members of the Plano City Council say they also want to be inclusive. They and the mayor called on council member Tom Harrison to step down after his controversial Facebook message. The post encouraged President Trump to ban Islam in schools. Days after the post, the city council held a special meeting to censure Harrison. Several council members said they were concerned about other social media messages Harrison had posted. Harrison defended himself and said he wouldn't resign.
I am not xenophobic. I am not a bigot. I am not a racist. What I am is someone who was elected, told people I would do a job for everyone in Plano.
At that meeting, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Ron Kelly says it's his duty to serve all residents in the city. He apologized to those who were hurt by Harrison's post.
I talked to several leaders in the Muslim community, and I have to be honest with you, I was heartbroken. I was heartbroken with what they shared with me.
Longtime Plano resident Shaheen Salam describes how she felt after seeing Harrison's Facebook post.
At first, I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable. If it had come from an ordinary citizen, probably I would not have felt so shocked. But when I saw that, I said, how can this be possible?
Salam has spent 20 years educating people about Islam. As co-chair of the city's multicultural outreach roundtable, she helps plan educational events and meetups. She also takes community concerns to the city council.
I just sat down and I said, what should I do? What am I going to do about this?
One thing Salam and others are doing, they're signing a petition to recall Harrison. The petition needs 2,800 signatures. If enough people sign it, the city council would have to call for an election in November. Salam says what Harrison shared on social media affects all of Plano.
It is not just the Muslim community that has been impacted. This could happen to any community down the road. What has happened in the United States, we know the history. It has happened to the Japanese, to the Jews, to the Italians. So this has got to stop.
Salam hopes speaking out will stop others from repeating that history. Stella Chavez, KERA News.